You are listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 FM. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3 FM. And K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM. And online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana. To combat the spread of COVID-19 in Louisiana, Governor John Bel Edwards issued a stay-at-home order, directing all Louisiana residents to shelter at home and limit movements outside of their homes beyond essential needs. What is essential? Well, you can go to the grocery store, convenience store, or a warehouse store. You can go to the pharmacy to pick up your medications or other healthcare necessities. You can go to medical appointments, but check with your doctor or provider first. You may go to a restaurant for takeout, delivery, or drive-through. You can care for or support a friend or family member. You can walk your pets and take them to the veterinarian if necessary. You can take a walk, ride your bike, jog, hike, be in the nature for exercise. Just keep at least 6 feet between you and other people. You can help someone to get necessary supplies, and you can receive deliveries from any business which delivers. We love you. Stay safe. From KAYT, KQJO-FM.
To give you revelation, confirmation, and validation. Squeeze your neighbor's hand and say, she's talking to me. Yeah, because somewhere between this week and next week, God's going to reveal some things to you. And then not only that, but he's going to confirm some things that you have been praying about 5 years ago. I said, he's getting ready to confirm some things. That means he's getting ready to bring it as a reality that something good is about to happen to me. I've been waiting for it. Some of you have been saying, Lord, when is it going to happen to me? Well, look at somebody and say, bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. It's my time and I feel it coming. Yes, it's getting ready to happen. And for those of you that people have never respected who you are, they've always looked over you. They always said you didn't have enough qualifications. They said you wasn't ready. You didn't go to school, but look at your neighbor and say, it's not about the paper today. God's gonna validate you if he's gotta create a job for you. Y'all didn't catch what I just said. Just look down your road and say, God's going to bring validation in the next 2 weeks. I feel it. Like a raise is about to happen. A promotion is about to come. And God's going to show up. He's going to show out. Get that neighbor's hand. Get that neighbor's hand and squeeze that neighbor's hand and tell him, say, I'm looking for God to do it for me. While you got that hand, it's imperative that you understand that we have all gone through something, or we are going through something right now. And the Bible says that any two touch and agree asking anything, it shall be done. Whatever it is, whatever you left home, whatever you got in your mind right now. Some of you have been to the doctor. You're saying, doctor, now what are you going to say now? And God's already got an answer for you. God is getting ready to bring healing in this house. The day is over when the devil is attacking the people of God. Aren't you tired of the devil attacking your house, your body, your finances? And I'm here to tell you that if you touch and agree and believe God and say, God, I'm believing you for a miracle, he's going to do it. Do y'all believe that tonight? I just need you to open your mouth and say, God, I stand here tonight. My neighbor's with me. And I need you to work a miracle for me. We're touching and we're agreeing and believing God for miracles that are coming to me. Now, if you really believe it, let the hand go and go for yourself and give God a praise. But don't wait. You got to open your mouth. You got to open your mouth. That's the only way. He knows that you really want to receive what he's going to do for you. Come on, healing is here. Deliverance is here. God's making a way where there is no way. God is touching your family. He's healing your body. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Let me just say this to you, that you're not here by happenstance. You're here by divine appointment. And God told me to tell you that everything that the devil has stolen from you in the last 3 years, oh, God's getting ready to confirm some stuff. He's getting ready to give it all back. Now I'm only talking to people that can talk back to me. You know, it's rude to be in a conversation and you got one person talking the whole time. Look at your neighbor and say, you ought to say something every now and then. If you know he a healer, you shouldn't stand there. You should say something. If you know he's a way maker, you shouldn't stand there. You should say something. If you know he's a friend when ain't nobody around, you shouldn't stand there. You should say something. If you know that God is a baker, you shouldn't stand there. You should tell him thank you. Oh, come on, clap your hands and give him praise in here. Hallelujah. I'm going to move quickly. I'm just so thankful to be here. There's a little song that you could take a load off your feet. Take a load off your feet. There's a little song that I've been singing quite lately. And I don't know if y'all need God to bless your house or not. Just pass it down your row and say, I need God to go to my house, my house, my house. If you call your address out, he'll show up right now. Now, don't be ashamed. Can't nobody hear what you're saying. Call your address out because God's getting ready to send a check in the mail. Call your address out. God's getting ready to pay some bills off. Call your address out. God's getting ready to move you from there to somewhere else. Call your address out. Now, I've got some people in here that's really looking for a miracle. But then you've got some people that's sitting around you ain't said nothing since they've been in here. I just want you to just stand up and tell everybody, say, if you're going to sit around me, you're going to have to say something. Because the Bible says make a joyful noise. You're going to have to say something. Because it was the Lord that did it. It was the Lord that brought you up and out. It was the Lord that's doing what he's doing right now as we speak. Give somebody a high five and say, I got a feeling that things are about to change. Things are about to change. About to change. Things are about to change. You know, ladies, we don't even like the same hairstyle. You got to change up. Y'all ain't hearing me. And it's okay to go from long to short and from short to long. Look at your neighbor and say, it's okay now. It's okay. You can go from black to red. I don't hear nobody in here. Because we like change. Change is good. You know why change is good? It's because you would rather be here than to go to take your cell phone. You take your cell phone out and get a call right now than to go to a pay phone. Y'all will get that when you get home. Change is good. And we don't even like the carpet down too long, ladies, do we? Yeah, we don't even like the furniture in the same place too long. Gotta move it around because change is good. change is good because we don't have to worry about typewriters no more. It's computers. Change is good. Tell your neighbor, say, that's what God is doing. He's bringing some changes to make it easy on you. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. You'd rather have a push button than to manually do it. Change is good. And I'm here to tell you that God is on his way to your house and he's about to make some changes. Make some changes, take you out of one place and put you into another. Take you from your apartment and put you in a condo. There is a difference. Take you out of one house and put you in a bigger one because you got more stuff coming. Y'all ain't talking to me. Some of y'all ain't going there because you ain't saying nothing. Yeah. God is about to make some changes. And look at your neighbor and say, you got to get ready for the changes. Because it's just going to make things easier for you. Broken hearted, misused and abused, I've shed some tears, joy and pain. I've been through the fire and the rain. You see, I am facing trials that I've never been in, but I'm hanging on to every word you said. Here in the Bible, that I've read, I put my hope in you, trusting that you're gonna see me through, believing that faith is the only way. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Here I stand with outstretched hands, crying out to you, Lord. I need a divine refreshing. Your hope in him, trusting that you're gonna see me through. Anybody need God to see you through? Praying, Lord, by faith that everything will change. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. This is what's been happening. For so many years now, I've been preaching and praying, telling the world about your goodness and your saving grace. I've seen you do miracles time and time again. And I pray to you, Father, I need a helping hand. Lord, bless my house as I bless you. Can y'all help me sing it? Yes, I do. I need you. Come on, Jesus. Lord, bless my. Yeah, yes. I need God to do it for me. Bless my house. Yes. I need God to wake away, Lord. Yeah. Yes. I want him to. Come on, if you need them, just wave your hand and say, Lord, bless my heart. Yes, I, as I am, while I'm sitting in your house, I need you to go to my house. Yeah, I need you, God, to work a miracle. Yeah, yeah, as I, yeah, 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 yeah. Hands together and give God some praise for your house. I don't know about you, but I need God to go to my house while I'm here at X. I need God to go to my house. Well, 32 years. Congratulations, X. 32 years. Y'all ain't excited enough for me. How many of you all can say that within the 32 years you found Jesus? How many of you can say that within the 32 years you've been preached to and you're still here? How many of you can really say that within the 32 years God did something miraculously in your life and you have never been the same again? That's a good place to stand on your feet and tell God, I thank you. I don't know where I would have been if God hadn't have done it within the 32 years. And just look at somebody and say, I am a miracle. I just don't have time to tell you everything he's done, but he's been good to me within the 32 years, and I'm glad about it. 32 years of celebrating church anniversary. It's amazing to see that God would give you a leader that would take you forward, and God has given you a leader that has a little bit of Moses and Joshua in him. And I tell you, he's taking you, the people, to the destined place that God has planned for you. How many of you know that destiny is calling you? Yeah, and some great things are getting ready to happen. But I stopped by here tonight just to tell you that God wants to encourage you to keep hanging on and not give up, not throw in the towel, but be a good soldier. And so we go to the scripture, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, familiar passage of scripture. Y'all pray with me. I won't be long. If you pray with me, I'm going to be too long. If you don't pray with me, I'm going to be too long. So pray with me. Will you do that? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1, it says, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to be faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou, therefore, endure hardness. I know you don't feel like this right now, but this is going to happen during your journey to destiny. You've got to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. In other words, you chose to live for God and not dib and dab in the world. Cannot afford even now and today. Some of us is too old to go back out there now. So let it alone so you can stay safe. Some people that you've been hanging around, leave them alone so they won't pull you back in. Some phone calls you got to decline so they won't pull you back in here. Some of y'all ain't saying nothing. I think you're guilty. You need to say something. Just gotta be careful. This journey that you're on, God is looking for good soldiers that will not compromise to be recognized, soldiers that will stand strong and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, because it was for him he died, for you and I, that we might have life and have it how? More abundantly. You got that abundant life? So look at your neighbor and say, leave the world alone. No man that warreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. I have fought a good fight. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Why don't you just tell your neighbor, say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Close your Bible, grab a neighbor by the hand and look them right dead in the eye. They may owe you some money. This is a good time to get it. When you gonna pay me my money back? You just loaned it from me. You loaned it. I loaned it to you last week. You ain't paid me back yet. This is. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, I can't quit if I wanted to. Let the hand go and get somebody else's hand and tell them, say, neighbor, I can't quit if I wanted to. That's what I want to talk about to the church tonight, is that so many times we've all been there. Yes, I've been in church all my life. There have been many times I wanted to quit. Testing, can y'all hear me? Y'all did too. But because of the word that was inside of you and what God has done for you, you could not turn your back on him. You ought to thank God that you're still here. I wanted to walk away from the church, but then I had to ask myself, well, if I walk away, then I won't have God on my side. If I walk away, then all of the things that he gave to me, then I won't have anything to reflect on. If I walk away, then I'll be really, really walking out on God. Found out it's better to stay. What would a man, what would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Saints of God, I made a decision that I would rather fight than to switch. I made a decision that I would hold on to the horns of the altar and cry day and night and say, Lord, help me get through this day. Because every day is not always sunshine. You're going to have some rain and some clouds in the sky. But you do understand that when you look to the hill, from which cometh your help. Your help comes from, you ain't saying nothing, he looking at you. I said your help comes from, some of y'all ain't saying nothing, he looking at you. I said your help comes from who? The Lord. Where would I have been if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, who bagged me up when I was not even fit to live and not even ready to die. It was God that reached way down and picked me up out of the gutter and pushed me in a place where he needed me to be and told me to stand up, look up, and give up. Your life is in my hands now. Aren't you glad that your life is in God's hands? Used to be a time when you couldn't sleep at night because you didn't know who was going to be knocking at your door. Talking about those of y'all before you got saved. It used to be a time when you could hang out all night long and you wasn't even scared. It used to be a time when you would just hang out and you would hang out in the clubs and you would dance all night long. But now it seems like our steps have gotten a little slower. Look at your neighbor and say, you'll tell your age if you don't keep on moving now. Yeah. That's the reason why y'all see me walk up here without a cane. Because I'm making sure that I don't become dependent on that cane. Y'all ain't hearing me. Yeah, I'm talking about Dorinda. I ain't talking about y'all out here. But I know what I can do. And I know what the enemy wants me to do. I'm here to tell you there's three things that I told God that even through this process of me going through this surgery, I said, Lord, I don't want to be dependent on three things, the wheelchair, the walker, and the cane. I said, because in reality, they're only temporary. You only use them for temporary purposes. And I told God that if you would heal me and I do all the therapy you need me to do, I said, if you just heal me completely, I'll do what you need me to do. Well, beloveds, we stopped by here in California to let you know that there are many of us in this room says that either sink or perish or survive, I'm going to live for God. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give out. I'm not going to give in. You know why? Because I've invested too much of my time in this thing called church. I put too much of my money in this thing called church. I developed too many relationships in this thing called church. I've gotten some great opportunities in this. I've accumulated so much favor in this thing called church. I've reached a place now in God where the enemy wants me to throw up my hands, but I can't because I'm always a winner. No, he did it before, and guess what? He's going to do it again. The interesting thing about not quitting and knowing who you are in God and whose you are is that the thing that the enemy wants to do is confuse your mind. That when you have problems come your way and it seems like you don't know how to get through it, get around it, get over it. But God allows problems to come to show you who he is. He don't want you to maximize on the problem. He wants you to give it to him. He knows it's there, but it's a good thing to tell him, hey, God, what is this? And how many of y'all know God will say, well, I got it there for a reason? Because the Bible says that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. And I believe you love him that much. That's why you're here tonight. And you're saying to me that you can't quit because of the things that God has already done for you. Who am I talking to in here? What's so interesting about all of this, saints of God, we as good soldiers have to go through for God to prove us. We've all experienced some type of opposition. We've been lied on. We've been criticized. We've been set up, brought down, intimidated, humiliated, terrorized, stigmatized, characterized, blackmailed, blackballed. And some folk have even tried to frame you, tried to put you in a trap to see if you was ever gonna come out. But they didn't know that because you have God in your life, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Guess what? No weapon. No weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. I don't care how bad the sickness is, it cannot prosper because of the God that I know, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. God is at work for you. Just touch three people and tell them that God is at work with you. Matter of fact, he's working some things out right now. He's just trying to get a response out of you. He's trying to find out if you're going to stay quiet or are you going to open your mouth. You see, the enemy wants you to stay quiet, but you got to understand, David said that I can't be quiet. I will bless the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, I got to get noisy about this, because it was some stuff that God brought me out that you wouldn't have never helped me with. It was some things that God said that I'm coming through it, and it's only because of my praise. Clap your hands and give God some praise for coming out with your hands up. Yeah, that's how you came out. And guess what? What's going through ain't so bad right now, because you're already coming out of it. Yeah. You know, when God takes you through something, or even when the enemy takes you through something, if you glory in it, if you get excited about it, God will keep the devil away from you. But if you keep your mouth shut, the devil's going to sit on your lap and he's going to control you. That's why it's always good for a praiser to sit next to me, because just in case I don't feel like praising him, that praiser will make me praise him. Isn't anybody in here know you got to praise and you got to get it out? What did I say? The next 3 months, the next 3 months, put three fingers up, because you got to remember this in the next 2 or 3 days. The next 3 months, God is getting ready to show the devil he's got to take his hands off of you. He can no longer bother you. That's why you got to make sure that when you come to church, you come with the purpose in mind that I got to praise God. I got to make sure I'm sitting in the praise section where everybody's on one accord. It makes me mad when I get around some people and they can't wave their hand every now and then. You can't move your head. Something's wrong with that. That's because you got to understand that God is bigger than your problem. He's bigger than strengthen your situation. And guess what? While you here in his house, he's working it out right now. That's why David got excited and he said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and in his courts, right where you are now, with praise. That's why you got to keep praise on your lips, because the enemy's trying to find a way, something to get in your mind so you can reflect on that. But if you give God the praise, the devil's got to get away. Your praise and worship should start the minute you wake up in the morning. You don't have to wait till you get here. Look for these wonderful singers to help you get into the praise. That thing got to start when you open your eyes. That's a part of your praise and worship. When you realize that you got the mobility of your limbs, that's your praise and worship. When you put your feet on the ground and realize that you can get up and put one foot in front of the other and go to the restroom, y'all ain't hearing me. That's your praise and worship. When you look in the mirror and realize that nothing had happened in the middle of the night that would have altered your whole life, no stroke came, no heart attack came, you looked in the mirror and everything was in place, that's your praise and worship. Praise and worship is when you can look in your cupboard and still see that you got a few little groceries. That's your praise and worship. And you, he said he would do it. He said, because I never seen. Y'all know the word up in here. Righteous, forsaken, nor his seed, beg for wonder bread. You ain't never had to go without wonder bread. But let me tell you something, even when it got down to the two butt parts of the bread that was left in the bag, y'all trying to act like you've never been there. You get them two butt parts and slap some peanut butter and jelly on it, it becomes a wonderful sandwich. Oh, have you remember where you come from? But look at you now. Now you got 5 barley loaves. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Tell somebody I'm blessed and I can't help it. I'm so blessed. Every time I sit down, I'm blessed. When I stand up, I'm blessed. When I walk out, I'm blessed. When I drive, I'm blessed. Everywhere I turn around, God keeps on blessing me. Give somebody a high five and tell them, say, that's why I can't quit. That's why. That's why. That's why I can't quit. The enemy tried his best to make me commit suicide almost 20 years ago. Thanks be to God that he's still the God that sits high and he looks low. And he knows how low we can get sometimes. He is the quicker picker-upper. Yes, he is. He's the lifter of your head. He'll keep you from falling, and he'll keep you in perfect peace. You won't even lose your mind. Don't care how old you get, senility will not set up if you keep your mind stayed on him. Yeah, I'm trying to help somebody in here. You got to understand that God is the only one that knows your life and knows what's going on. It's amazing, all of us in here, God knows every last one of us. He knows our address when you forget. He knows what's in your bank account and you don't even know. He didn't put some extra in there. Lord, I'm prophesying in here. Y'all ain't say. See, that's what I'm saying. You got to say something. You can't just sit there. If I tell you that he's putting some extra money in your account, you don't sit there and say, no, you say, hey, yes, yes. And everybody that do it just like that, God's adding more money in your account. I believe that he did it for me, honey. He's able to do anything but fail. So as I hurry along, I got to tell you this. And I really believe that the reason why we haven't walked away is because we are committed. Find me five committed people and find out that God will bless their socks off. God is trying to say here, if I got a good soldier has to be committed. You can't come to church only when you got money in your pocket. You got to come when things are going bad too. Mm-hmm. Look at your neighbor and say, yeah. You got to come when things ain't going good. Even when you leave home and it look like your house is in an uproar, just get to the house of God. I guarantee you when you get here, God will do five things at the same time. He'll straighten you out, the house out, your people out, everybody that's messing with you. He'll tell them to shut up. Y'all ain't hearing me. God can do that kind of stuff. His desire is not for you to be confused. That's not God's desire for you to be confused. That's the devil's desire. That's what he wants. He wants you to be in a frenzy. He wants you to continue to say, just timid. He just wants you to act like a little babe so he can manipulate you. But when you are a good, strong soldier, you know when the devil's talking to you. You know when he's trying to manipulate you and trying to do things to tell you that you'll never get this and you'll never be that and you'll never get over here. You'll never get that. The devil is a liar. My father is rich. In houses and land. He holds the wealth of the world in his hand. And that's what you got to do to the devil. You got to talk back to him. Go back to him with the word. It is written. Devil had Jesus up on the high mountain. Said, if you, the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Jesus with his cool self said, really? You don't even know. It is written that man shall not live by wonder bread alone. Some of y'all a little slow in here. He took it back up there again. He said, now, if you are the Son of God, cast yourself down. Jesus looked at him again and said, really, really, really? It is written. And look at your neighbor and say, that's what you got to do to the devil. You got to tell him, you saying I'm not going to get healed? Are you really serious? When the Bible says that he said that I am the God that healeth thee. You telling me that I am never going to have a friend? Are you really serious? When he sticks closer than any brother? That's how you got to come back to the devil. When the devil tells you that you don't have enough to make it happen, oh, God will tell the devil in a minute. He said that I am that I am. Whatever you need me to be, I'll be that. He said I'll be a company keeper. I'll be a bill payer. I'll be a painkiller. I'll be a grocery man. Whatever you need from me, I am that I am. Your last result is, well, God, going through all of this in the church, is it worth it? No man entangled himself or warreth entangled himself with the cares of life. Sometimes we get to the place where the enemy will tell you, oh, it's okay for you to do that. The devil is a lie. When God saves, he saves completely. I've seen God save a man that was hooked on drugs. I mean, really, really hooked so bad he couldn't even stand up. And God saved him. Now he's a deacon. I seen God do it. Tell your neighbor, ain't nothing too hard for God. Nobody understands the reason why you so attached to ministry and everybody else just want to hang out. Nobody will never understand why after all these years when you could have walked away, but you chose to stay because God promised you life and that more abundantly. You got to understand that there are going to be some times when you're going to have some days to cry, just cry, just cry. And sometimes in those crying moments, God is speaking to you, telling you, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Even when your lover has walked away, God is always there. See, we change. God don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So I stop by. To tell my sisters and brothers that in order for you to keep on doing this work, in order for you to keep on hanging around, you got to make sure you got it in your heart. Because when it's in your heart, you really can't explain it. But all you know is that God did it. Can I get a witness? Sometimes you have to go without, and sometimes you're going to be talked about, and sometimes you're going to be lied on, and sometimes it's going to get hard in the thick of ministry. But God's trying to test you to find out if you're ready for the next level. Tell your neighbor, you got to go through for God to prove you. And you got to understand that God can't use no coward soldiers. He's got to have good soldiers. He's got to have bold soldiers. He's got to have soldiers that'll stay in a storm. Yes, Lord, that even when it looks like you can't get through it, that God is able to bring you through. And all the days of mine appointed times, guess what, y'all? I'm going to wait until my change come. I got to wait until God tell me what I got to do. The song says, I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. I refuse to let the devil get me all upset. I could have broke under pressure. pressure. I could have lost my life in the middle of a struggle. I could have been incarcerated. I could have suffered a heart attack. I could have had a stroke. But thanks be to God. Thank God that He didn't let what could have happened happen in my life. That's a good place to praise Him. What could have happened? You ought to thank God that it didn't happen. You saw the car coming, but God prevented it from getting there. You saw death coming, but because you pleaded the blood, it's something about the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and say the blood of Jesus. You got to know that in the next 3 months, you're going to have to start pleading the blood of Jesus, because the devil is coming around you. The devil don't like praises. The devil don't like people that's always rah-rah, rah-rah in God. So what he does, he gets you away from here and he talks to your mind. But the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. And if you keep your mind on him, God will keep the devil from you. Can I get a witness? I would have been crazy a long time ago, but thanks be to God, he kept my mind. Can I get a witness in here? Some of y'all been in some relationships that could have took you out, that could have blew your brains out, but God let you get away just in time for a time like this, that you can walk in greatness, that you can walk in glory, that you'll have the best days of your life. Who am I talking to? Is it anybody in here that know that you got some better days coming? Yes, Lord. I stopped by to tell you that the enemy almost tried to make me commit suicide, but I'm so glad I was in a place of hearing God's voice before the enemy tried to make me drive my car off the bridge. I began to tell God, I need you. And he said, Dorinda, you can't let the devil destroy your mind and your destiny. I heard him say in the Bible, my sheep will hear my voice. A stranger, they will not follow. I'm so glad that I heard the voice of Jesus, and he told me to keep fighting on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. He walks with me. He talks with me. I found out, like some little girls up in Detroit, Michigan, sing a little song that says, I like living this kind of life. I'm living a blessed life. Tell your neighbor, that sounds like me. I'm living a blessed life, and the devil don't like it. I would die fighting for my anointing. I would die fighting for my ministry. I would die fighting for my life. I would die fighting for my children, because they all gonna be saved. Is it anybody in here got some family members that you got on the altar and you've been praying? Say, Lord, you got to save them. And guess what? As for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Anybody gonna serve him? I got a good mind to serve the Lord. Shout it, yeah. Good God Almighty, I gotta get out of here. But why I can't quit is I tried. It's because of the word on the inside, though thy word have I hid. sin against thee. I got the word. It's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my pathway. The word of God, it pricks, then it sets. The word of God, it conceals and it shields. The word of God, it protects, it directs. The word of God, put running in your feet, clapping in your hand. The word of God will make you run and ain't nobody behind you. The word of God will make you laugh and ain't nothing funny. The word of God has got me where I am. I wouldn't trade nothing for this, because this is that was spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days I'm gonna pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters are gonna prophesy. They're gonna lay hand on the sick and they gonna recover. Just lay your hand on somebody and say, I decree blessings upon your life. I decree health on your life. I decree wealth in your life. Everything around you is gonna be blessed. He's gonna bless you in the fields. He's gonna bless you in the hills. He's gonna bless you going out. He's gonna bless you coming in. He's gonna bless you. Anybody know you're blessed? I'm blessed like that. Tell somebody, I'm blessed like that. I may not have the fancy car, but I've got it to get me to where I need to go. I may not have a city that sits on a hill, but long as I got a place to lay my head, I'm blessed like that. Can I get a witness? I may not have the best job in the world, but as long as I got a paycheck coming to me, I'm blessed like that. Even if it's McDonald's, it's coming to me. It's blessed like that. Even if it's Burger King, I got a check coming, and I'm blessed like that. And anybody knows that you can't stay at Burger King and McDonald's too long. There comes a time when you need a promotion. There comes a time when you get tired of flipping burgers. There comes a time when you get tired of pouring coffee. God says, if you're faithful over a few things, I'm gonna make you ruler over many. Get ready. I don't know who I'm talking to, but get ready. Somebody is getting ready to call you. They speaking your name up. Y'all don't act like I'm talking to you. I said somebody is getting ready to call you. They speaking your name up. Tell your neighbor, the reason why I praise him is because I know I'm gonna get a raise. Yes, I am. Who am I talking to? I don't know about y'all, but anyway, you bless me. I'll be satisfied. Can I get a witness? Shout it. To over here, but God told me to tell you that he's getting ready to bring closure.